Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Merritt Strunk, who's the founder of Momentum Financial Insurance Services and the author of the book, Your Retirement Unbroken. Merritt, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I'm just so delighted to be here and have this opportunity to chat with you and to be on the show.
Yep, you're welcome. I'm excited to learn about your book because Unbroken gives the premise that probably something's broken. So we want to learn how retirement is broken. But before we jump into that, give us a little bit of your background and what led you to the financial services industry.
Oh my gosh. Way back when, little kid story, I grew up in Texas. I was a country kid and, going through my life, I've seen my parents, our financial, I guess, experiences growing up. It's like I always say, a financial education starts at the dinner table. Guess what we didn't talk about? We didn't talk about money. And then as I grew older, I saw that we weren't poor. We had everything that was necessary. I used to tell people I had a dog. I had a BB gun. And I had a creek to play in, and then I had enough.
Life is good.
Right. Yeah, I think we had a basketball hoop up on the telephone pole. And, before I started my career, I got to see, my father. I know we had enough, but I didn't know he had money. He never let on about that. I knew he said things like, do you know how much that football costs? I was like, that's not the way to do it. But hey, and then later on, I saw bad financial advice given to my family members, my father, my mother. I saw my mother go with a much advertised, if you have a $500,000 or more, you can be our client. And they're on television all the time. And it makes her just sick and angry saying that because she lost 40% of her nest egg by going with them. Bad advice, inappropriate risk exposure. And I saw these things. And as I started my career, guess what I did? I went in my corporate career. I achieved a lot. I became very interested in investing very early on in my youth. And I did quite well. Yeah, I did some losses. I hired and fired financial advisors. In the 2000 tech bubble bust, I was getting some bad financial advice and just lost a ton of value at that time. And so through my successes and failures, through my family's successes and failures, I learned as I got into this business, into the financial industry, I saw other people getting bad advice. And I'll meet people today. What I observed is, they didn't do what was required. They're not thinking about it, asking about it, getting critical information. And that is why I ended up going in this industry and I was really good at it. I did very successful. I built a nice size fortune in corporate life and said, when I got to a point of saying, well, what do I want to do? Yeah. I said, I really enjoy this. I really enjoy helping people. And what's very important to people? Well, having enough money for their lifetime, having financial security, having choices and quality in their life as they go through their stages of life. So again, I saw this stuff. I'm like, no, I'm not going to let that happen. And I enjoy it. And I love helping people. And I love helping people potentially for generations.
Well, to unpack just a couple things there, we could probably spend 4.5 hours on that opening statement because there's so much value there. Number one, what drives you is family, relationships, legacy, doing the right thing. But what drives you is, man, I felt and saw what happened to my parents, and I don't want that to happen to other people. And I'll bet you that you don't have a client that sits down with you and you go, okay, here's what we're going to do. Click, click, click. And okay, next, goodbye. No, they would leave feeling confused. And you, I'm certain, teach and educate and explain differences. And here's what you should consider. And so that's so huge. And I love that drive beyond just the passion. Yeah, you need to have the knowledge. You need to know about the industry. You can get degrees and certifications. That's wonderful. But man, having that real authentic care for people and then giving good advice in a manner that they can understand it, that's priceless.
That is probably, it's very interesting you make, that's probably one of the main reasons why we end up working with a lot of people is because they do their due diligence when selecting, you know, a financial advisor, somebody they can trust. And a lot of times we get told that we just like the way that you spend the time to educate.
Yeah.
You seem to make the complex simple. And we hear that over and over and over again, you know, and part of the reason why we wrote this book is that, you know, after serving tons and tons of families, I end up with this observation and it just made me irritated is that people who are, you know, we would want better for them from a caring standpoint, right? Every person, you know, and then guess what they didn't do? They're not doing the things that they needed to do. And this book is a, you know, just like a hopefully a wake up call to people that haven't done what they need to do, or maybe didn't get educated and don't understand it the way they should do it. We've tried to package this information in here to be an education source. The way we titled this is Your Retirement Unbroken, because the subhead on the cover says, your retirement may already be broken. You just don't know it yet. And when do people find out that their retirement
is broken? When it's too late.
Yeah. They can't. Yeah. How would you like to wake up at 80 something years old and go, you know what? We're out of money. And that's at a time you can't go and make more money.
Right. And even at the same time, what if you wake up at 80 and you're not out of money, but you realize certain things you could have been doing over the last couple decades to have even more comfortable. It's like, oh, wow, if we only go back in time. So I think that's spectacular. And like I said, kind of my first impression of the title, Your Retirement Unbroken, that makes the presupposition that retirement is broken. So why is retirement broken in America for most people?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll share a couple of things with you. So in the book, it says there's a section that says 50% don't do this. And so the Washington Post reported that 50% of Americans are at risk of not maintaining their living standards in retirement. That's 50%. Think about that. 350 million people in America or so, and then 50% of them will not be able to maintain their living standard. That's a tragedy. So there was another report in 2019 by Vanguard. You know, Vanguard's a big, you know, mutual fund company and so on, ETFs. So, and the title of that study was How America Saves. The report showed that 33% of Americans in the workforce, and that's the working in the workplace, didn't have any savings vehicle of any kind. And then in the prior year, Transamerica Center, you know, we can tell we did our research on this. Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies showed 64% of retirees did not receive any help from their employer when they were transitioning to retirement. So can you imagine, here I am working for a company, I'm getting ready to go in retirement. Guess what? No help out the door. You figure it out.
Wow.
And so that's a contributing factor, especially if, again, nobody educated you. You don't know the critical information. You're unprepared. And then in 2020, so a really recent report, it was reported 50% of Americans age 65 or older have an annual income of lower than $27,398.
And is there a stat that there's one stat that sticks in my mind, and it might be really dated, but it's probably pretty darn accurate, that the average retiree is retiring with like less than 30,000 or 40,000 in retirement. And it's like that won't cut it. I mean, so there's huge percentages that don't have anything. There's huge percentages that have less than a really low paltry amount. And then to your point about, you know, the employees, like they're leaving the workforce and like, okay, peace out. Thank you for your time. And then they either are confused or do nothing or get connected up with people giving them the wrong advice.
Exactly right. And, you know, so of those stats and of the one that you recall and the situation you just described, the book makes a very solid premise on our observation is that retirement in America is largely broken. Right. And the other one is I can't say I just hate it, but I just don't like it. And it frustrates me. Put it that way. It's probably a better way to say it. It frustrates me that people who are right up into retirement, they reach out, they say, hey, Mary, you know, we're reaching out because we're getting ready to retire. Well, when do you think about retire? You know, I'm thinking, okay, now's the time to plan and get it all done. They're like, in a couple of months. Oh. And I'm like, okay, have you ever done a retirement analysis? Have you ever done an income plan? Have you done any sort of written financial plan before? No. Okay. So part of the book goes into what are people missing about critical information? Yeah. I mean, not educated. And so the critical information they need to know, well, there's a lot of things they don't plan for. You know, they don't plan for things like, what if a spouse predeceases you? Right. That's a tough one. Yeah. What would that do? Did you know that you lose the smallest Social Security? So what about the impact, and we're living it now, of high inflation, the secret partner that erodes your purchasing power in retirement?
The family member that you don't want to have, Uncle Sam.
Right. So you're not prepared for that. You don't know the ins and outs of taxation and how that will impact you. I mean, most people are thinking that when I retire, my income will be lower, so my taxes will be lower. In fact, if there's a tax increase, and if you, most people I say, do you think taxes are going to go up or go down over your lifetime? And they all go, oh, it's got to go. It has to go up.
It has to, because of the deficit. And I'm not a numbers guy, but I do know that we have a pretty big and growing deficit. So how do you close the gap on deficit? We need to have more taxes. Well, that means that we need to get taxed more. So I think that's a really simple way to ask it is, hey, do you think taxes are going to go up in your lifetime in the next 5 to 10 years? The answer's got to be yes. And a lot of times people are like, oh, but when I retire, I'll be in a lower tax bracket. Maybe yes, maybe no. But if the taxes are going up, it kind of balances out. You might be in that lower tax bracket, but it's a higher tax rate. And you need more than 2 months or even 2 years ahead of retirement. It almost becomes something, Merritt, where, correct if I'm wrong, but you become something of a life coach. To go, how soon before the big R, retirement, can you come see me so we can plan this out? What would you like retirement to look like, feel like, be like, so that 5 years before, 10 years before, we can start making these moves slowly where we have a lot of time? It's like you never want to go to the grocery store and shop for groceries when you're starving. You're going to just be grabbing anything. Well, you don't want to be making financial moves under pressure.
Right. Can I give you another? Let me just draw the picture for you. A lot of times when we meet folks, And they first start to engage when they start asking a bunch of questions, like really trying to understand where you are, what your situation is. And how about this? What important lessons have you learned about money in the past? Sometimes it's like a closet in your house that you've been storing things in over the years. You know, you've got things you haven't used for 10 years. You've got stuff that's in there you forgot about. And sometimes, in some cases with families, and that's their financial situation. It's a cluttered closet that's disorganized. And they'll say something like this, you know, after you say, well, you know, what's going on? How can we help you? And sometimes, you know, say the one of the spouses will say, I just want to know if I need to be afraid that we're not going to have enough money in for our lifetime. And I was like, right. Yeah. So the first thing you do, I mean, essentially is unpack that closet and get clarity and put it out in front of them in a whole cloth manner. When you can see everything in front of you all in a whole cloth, then now we have clarity. What's the real situation going on here? And if you change nothing at all in the way that things are in your current scenario, would you be okay? And that then becomes a basis for any future financial decisions for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about some of those things that they're unprepared. Can I just go through the loss of things that people, you know, the do it yourself or somebody who's never talked to a financial advisor before, this is the kind of education we're trying to give people. So without a written plan, it could be really difficult to prepare for the surprises in life, such as you lost a job. Are you going to be okay? Somebody got ill. You know, we're human, right? We're fragile. And COVID has really taught us that, right? You can get ill. What if the market crashes? What if the stock market crashes and all your money's in that 401k and you don't have any idea of how that's put in there, or your 403 or 457 or whatever else? How about an economic crisis? So it's not just a stock market crisis, it's an economic crisis, right? Long-term care. You know, there's a couple different situations. And the ideal one is you live a long life, you hold hands at night, look at the fireplace, recounting some great things. You go to sleep and you just don't wake up and everything's great, right?
Yeah.
So
that doesn't happen. Many times you are thrown, you know, like with long-term care, it's like, okay, well, now I can't work and I need long-term care, but there's even something in between. What if I get hurt pretty bad or some sort of disease I'm fighting through and there's these blocks of 3 months where I can't work, right? And then maybe I can work part-time and then there's a block. So it used to be, I think so many times people in the mind think retirement, I need to plan ahead of time and put this money in these type of accounts. I need your help doing that. That's fine, but that's just scratching the surface. What about those things you're mentioning? These are external things that you can't control and things that you need to go, okay, well, maybe you're not, you know, totally out of the workforce, but it's part-time for a while. And then a block of what then?
Right. And the one that's really, really, really scary right now, I think, and it's just epidemic right now, is the cognitive decline, dementia. Yeah. You know, that you know, of course, if you ask the average wife and you say, well, you know, how's your husband doing? They're like, you know, you know, but that
he can't hear me. You know? He can't hear me. But doggone if he can't hear the referee call on the football screen for watching Sunday Night Football.
Right. And related to the long term care, the cognitive decline, eventually you may need to go and get some full time help. Right. Right. Now, that is an estate ending event. Very few families on average can just take $1 million over 3 or 4 years out of the estate and still be okay. Now there's no legacy. And what about mama who's fine? You know, what about your wife that's fine? You know, is she going to be okay in that situation? When you don't do those planning things, then you don't have answers to these. You don't know what your plan is. So in this book, I mean, it states the idea is, the idea about, you know, the purpose of the financial planning is to build a protective moat around your financial situation so that if there is the decline, if there's a job loss, if there's an illness, if there's a death, guess what? We know we're going to be okay. And the problem is, right, we're busy.
Yeah.
We're busy in our lives.
And we think we're invincible.
We're putting it off. It's the same type of thing for the young person that doesn't contribute to their 401k where there's a match and it's free money.
Right.
That now for the older person, they just didn't think about it. You know, they knew they were doing their 401k or their employer retirement plan. But I have in the book, there's a question that says this kind of, it's tough love, tough challenge. So, you know, with the acknowledgement that when it comes to financial planning, people can be their own worst enemy. So here's a real quick exercise, Mike, we're just going to do this. So complete the following statement by filling in this blank. And it says, I don't have enough to retire well because I was too busy doing blank, fill in the blank, rather than planning how I would achieve my future financial goals. Okay, fill it in. So what would be the answer? Would it be, I was too busy working to do my financial planning. I was too busy golfing to complete my financial planning and to make sure that me and my family and my children and everything would be okay? Or was he just procrastinating? And so whatever the answer is, guess what? None of that's good. It doesn't matter what the answer is because it's not anybody else's responsibility, but yours.
Right. It's your fault.
Right.
And it doesn't matter the reason why you're still in this spot. You still haven't contributed or done this or made this move or planned for. It doesn't matter the excuses. Here's where we are.
Right. And I make a quote in the book that you're just one decision away from changing your financial future. That's all it takes. And your past financial situation doesn't determine your future financial situation. Yep. Doesn't have to be. It's not that because of this, it has to be this way.
So when you say you're one decision away, are you intending that to be your one decision away for a flowery, you know, financial future? Or do you mean your one decision away that could tank everything? Or is it both?
You know, I think it's kind of both. And because, you know, it's the little decisions you make right now that seem inconsequential that add up over time. And it's also the little decisions. It's like there is when you talk about money, time has a lot to do with your financial future and money. So it takes time for money to grow, right? It's the rare occasion where, hey, instant wealth. It is more often than not, it takes intentionality to do the right things with money so that you're going to end up where you want to be, right? So it takes intentionality, thought, the right questions. And I think when the people get to a point, if say, let's say they get this book and read it, and then it sparks some questions. Once you start asking the questions, you know, your gray matter up in your head is a wonderful thing. It's the most wonderful God-given computer that's up there. Because once you start asking those questions, like, will I have enough money for retirement?
Yeah.
How will I find out? Can I do an online calculator?
Yeah.
There was a research study a long time ago, the Boston, I think it's called the Studies for Retirement in Boston University. And it said the people who go through a retirement calculator at some point in their life end up better when going into retirement than those who did not. Why? You know, their brain started asking questions like, who do I need to talk to? What's important?
Yes. About?
What should I be
Have
doing?
Have you ever heard of the reticular activator in your brain?
Reticular activating system in your brain. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Yeah. So that it's a thing, right? And that's exactly what you're describing. And I've always heard it said like, hey, what kind of car do you drive and what color is it? Oh, I drive a red Dodge Grand Caravan, which is what one of the cars my family has. Well, when you first got that vehicle, you were driving down the road going, oh, look. Well, they were probably there. You just were never aware of it because it wasn't in your perception. So now in your example, when you do the retirement calculator and start asking questions like, I wonder if and what if I and what do I need to do? Your brain is starting to watch for things like, oh, there's that news story. Oh, there's that person that asked you this question. Maybe you start kind of gravitating toward those good decisions because now you're more aware of it.
Right. And you know, one thing that we have to eliminate prior to getting there, it's these unknown beliefs that we adopted, either been given to us by our parents or the media or whatever else, that that is false paradigms about money, like money is bad. When people are growing up, I know when I grew up, the statement, the colloquial was that, hey, there's no money tree growing in our backyard.
Yeah. Right? You know what? My dad, and I can hear him right now, he's like, it costs to live. Yes, it does. But let's not take the negative approach to that. It does cost to live.
Or how about these other ones? You know, money is bad, or rich people are bad, or I'm not good with money. I'll never have enough. Investing is for other people. I'm poor and I'll always be poor. I mean, don't put that out in the world.
Right.
You know, don't do that. And if you are suffering under that, just know, again, your past financial situation does not have to determine your future financial decision.
Because you're one decision away for turning that, for the good or bad. But, you know, you learn this little piece, or you get a little bit of guidance from someone like yourself, or you read that one book and you start becoming more aware and you start becoming more confident. And all of a sudden you make that goal and you get closer to it, and then you get a little closer to it. I think that right there is a huge life lesson for us, right? Is not to go, well, it's too late. It's never too late. Come on.
Yeah. And here's what I would put out there for people who are listening to this, is that there is a real cost of waiting. Yeah. Real cost of waiting. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, if you wait to get educated and to take action, just start a little something and get with it. Talk to somebody like a financial advisor, buy this book or get any book, get on some of the financial podcasts, find out what dollar cost averaging is all about. You know, and now's a great time to do dollar cost averaging. Get in low, get in medium, get in high, but just get in.
Stay in. Yeah.
Yeah. And start growing your wealth. You know, interesting. Stay in. Let's talk about that for a second. You know, it's been said, and statistically it's been studied, that there are somewhere between, you know, six major trading days in the stock market that make the entire year. How are you supposed to know which 6 days there are?
Don't worry about it. Right. Just keep plugging away. Right. Exactly. Right.
And so, you know, I've looked at the study, and it says, well, if you miss the six top trading days, what if you miss the 10 top trading days? What if you miss the 30 day top trading days? You know, and then it says, well, if you just stayed in the market's going to do what it historically has done on average, right? And you'll come out better if you just stay in there, keep swinging away and do that. Now, I think the biggest thing about this is people might ask is, well, who broke the retirement America? right? Well, I think the first step off the bus is, we talked about this, education, right? So first of all, in at home, in the family, at the dinner table, lack of education. Then after that is, you didn't do it. Personal responsibility. Yeah. You didn't do it yourself. You didn't ask the right questions. You didn't seek it out. The wonderful thing about the internet today, every answer you've ever wanted to know is within a key click away. So ask the right questions, seek out the right people, use that wonderful gray matter in your brain, and just know that hoping and avoiding and procrastination
is not a strategy.
And a really cool thing in the book too is that our financial world has changed. Just look at technology and the way it's changed. It has evolved. So the strategies of old, you know, passive investments, set those allocation, let them just ride. There are so many different things that are available now that didn't used to even be in existence 5 years ago. Yep. So now, you know, if the do-it-yourselfer investor, how is he supposed to know what he doesn't know? For instance, I don't know, if you go out looking for a car and you go out car shopping, I don't know how many models of cars there are. I don't know how many electric, you know, vehicles there are these days. I mean, they're coming out rapidly now. So I don't know all the features, functions, costs, and stuff. And I have no idea. How is anybody on the financial side doing it themselves supposed to know of the other financial vehicles that exist that they're going to have no privy to whatsoever? Yep. Yeah, get help, ask questions.
I love the title of the book, Your Retirement Unbroken. Your retirement might be broken, you just don't know it yet. And that's where you're going with, just get some help. Get hold of Merritt, buy his book, get hold of somebody, take some self-education. And I just love the flow of your table of contents, because there are threats. There's wrong advice out there, but you can take back control and maybe pick up a copy of this book and see what Merritt is teaching. Reach out and connect with him. So let's wrap up this here, Merritt. What is the best way someone hearing this going, you made some great points? What's the best way that someone can reach out and connect with you, learn about your company, as well as pick up a copy of your book?
Right. So you can go to our website. It's www.momentumfs, like Frank Sam, group.com. So momentumfsgroup.com. And you can just look up Retirement Unbroken on Amazon and you can find it there. You can also Google me, Merritt Strunk. There aren't a lot of Merritt Strunks in the world. You know, you're going to end up with me. It's fairly unique. And you can see sort resources that come up on Google pretty easy. If you type in best financial advisors in San Diego, you're going to find me.
Awesome. Well, Merritt, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been a real pleasure talking with you today.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show. Look forward to coming back here someday.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.